Hello, you reached Amore Equipment Finance. My name is Harmony. How may I assist you?
Hi, Harmony. My name is Matthew Sanchez. I'm trying to sign a document here, and it's asking me for a voided check. But I just went down a little further, and it says voided check or bank letter related to your business or banking account, because I don't have any checks anymore. Is it okay to use just a letter, like a copy of your bank statement or something, or?
Yes, you would need to have a bank statement that shows your account number, your routing number. If you don't receive checks, what are you trying to get the money deposited into your account?
No, I'm just trying to get a copy. Basically, I'm signing a document and it's asking me for to attach a copy of a blank check, and then later on down the line it says attach a copy of a blank check or a bank statement for
Yes, if you
whatever
receive your
purposes.
funds. Yes, if you don't have
Okay.
that, if you don't have that, the bank, there's a letter. I'm so sorry, it slips my tongue, but there is a letter that the bank gives you that will entail all that information, you know, because a lot of people don't carry checks nowadays. They just use their debit card.
Yeah.
So just ask them for that letter, that will, for the, oh, I wish I could think of the letter. Give me one second. Let me see if I can think of, let me get the word in of the letter, what it's called. Give me one moment. A bank confirmation letter. So that's what it's called. It's called a
Okay,
bank
but
confirmation letter, and it'll have like your information on it that you would have if you excuse me, if you since you don't have paychecks. I'm sorry, I'm still speaking right now. Or a deposit slip. So you can
no
get a
worries.
bank confirmation letter or a deposit slip. That'll work just as fine as well.
Okay, but I could also do as long as the bank like a copy of my banking
It's basically so that your
what is it
funds
be
can
is
be
it
de
the
it's
monthly
base yes, it's basically so that when you finish filling out your documents, that will allow them to deposit the information into your account. With you having a check, the check will have at the bottom of the check, it'll have like your account number, your routing number, things like that. So they just need something that's from the bank itself, a valid documentation from the bank showing that information, and it has to be from the bank. Like it can't be a copy and paste or anything like that. You would have to download that document onto there.
okay, and what did you call the other one? You said it was
It's a bank confirmation
a
letter,
bank.
or a deposit slip.
Okay. Bank confirmation letter or confirmation slip. Bank confirmation letter. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. You have a good day, and thank you for calling them more.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.